Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
It's time to clear
the air. Let's do it, baby.
585-252-9800. We're going to get this out of the way early this morning because by the looks of things, some of you need to get stuff off your chest, and we're totally fine with that. Let's go over to Chase. Chase weighed in first this morning. He says, I may be 44, but I'm still very proud of all my high school sports accomplishments, and I don't care if I peaked in high school because most people do. There I said it.
Okay, Chase.
I don't know if that's the case, but...
Not the case.
Maybe in his circle. Most people peaked in high school. All right, that's interesting.
Right. Let's see who else is here. This person says, I don't care what anyone says. It's not safe to fly these days, and I will not be getting on a plane anytime soon. There, I said it. Did you see the FAA put out a thing? They're like, sorry, our backup generator to make sure that everything was safe was broken.
I did not see that.
Yeah, it's really tough. Really tough.
Honestly,
back up and running.
I am terrified right now, too.
Yeah. My entire family was on a plane last night coming back from Utah, so that I didn't sleep a wink.
Oh, I can only imagine. That raised some concerns. Sure,
they're home. It's like so.
One news story after the other.
Yeah. And I'm flying next week. So, Lord, hear our prayer at this point.
Where are you going?
Florida.
That's right.
Yes, I am. All right. Mine for today is this. I just feel like if you unfollow someone on Instagram, it's the most passive aggressive thing that you can do. There, I said it. Like, not someone that, like, you don't like or what. Like, if you're fighting with me or you don't want to be my friend anymore and you unfollow me on Instagram, you're kind of a pansy. There, I said it. Period.
She's using fighting words this morning.
I am. I don't care. Come at me.
Oh, come at me.
Couldn't care less.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that? What about you? There, I said it.
Mine for today is if you're invited to a party, aka like a Super Bowl party, and your only contribution to the party is to bring a pre-wrapped veggie tray, you should low-key uninvite yourself.
You literally showed up to a party with Kind bars.
That's hands down trash. There, I said it. Nobody wants
showed up with mismatched granola bars.
Who?
You did.
No, you're confusing the story. That's what a buddy of mine did. He showed up to my party with one granola bar and a box of six.
Mm.
And I told him to leave.
See ya. Bye
like,
now.
People want something in a crock pot, okay?
I know, but, I mean, people are busy. They don't have time to do all that. And at least brought something. I just wouldn't bring anything.
Oh, but of course, they'll enjoy the benefits of everything everybody else brought.
I mean, sometimes it's overkill at a party. Bringing too much can sometimes be wasteful. So I get it. There has to be that person or two that's not bringing something.
If you're at the right house, they'll let you leave with leftovers. Let's go over to Tommy. People who don't accept coffee dates as a first date because they think it's lazy or low effort is a red flag. There, I said it. Some women should be, oh God, Tommy. Some women should be lucky that they're even getting asked out. Okay. All right.
Thank you so
Tommy,
much.
What do you got planned for Valentine's Day, buddy? Text us back.
Please let us know.
Coffee
we
date.
Love to hear the vibes.
He's trying to find a coffee house open at 8 p.m.
Yes, he is.
Love tonight.
Yeah. This person says, I saw my first Cybertruck over the weekend. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. There, I said it.
It really is.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I saw an all matte black one on Monroe Ave yesterday, and I was like, I'm good here.
See,
I'm so good here.
That's the one I'm seeing. I don't know if there's just one that I keep repeatedly seeing over and over again here in Rochester, or if there's...
No, there's multiple here. I've seen a couple.
Those things are... It's a it's a tank on wheels, man. That thing is massive.
It literally looks like a military vehicle.
Yeah, it's
like, oh yay, Johnny's here.
When I pass it, it sends a shiver up my spine.
Are we in war, or is he just coming to hang? I just don't know.
I get uncomfortable. That thing is aggressive.
It literally looks like something that's used in war. So, military.
Let's go over to Jamie, who says, I just watched Wicked for the first time last night. I thought it was garbage. There, I said it.
Ooh, yikes.
That's a long movie, too.
I know. I'm rewatching it on Friday. I'm very excited because, you know, I fell asleep the first time in the theater, which was tough.
I told myself I was going to watch it because I haven't seen it yet. I got to see what the problem is. I got to see what the hype's about. Amy says, Dunkin' over Starbucks all day, you guys. There, I said it. I couldn't agree with you more. The only way you're going to get Starbucks to taste good is by turning it into a milkshake. Well, that's they did admit that they spent a lot of money on creamer and dairy products.
They do be doing that. Yeah, it's really something.
Do you think you'll ever, at some point in your life, become a coffee person?
Mm-mm. I've made it this
you're
far.
You're sure of that?
Yeah.
Well, you're only 30. There's still some time.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't want to get you know, I have a very addictive personality. I don't want to put one more thing in my body that I can get addicted to.
Okay. Like, what are you doing behind closed doors?
Wouldn't you like to know?
What goes on?
This person says, sauna benefits are overhyped. You're not detoxing. You're just paying to sit in heat. There, I said it. Clearly, you aren't going to the right sauna, so...
Honestly, sometimes there is nothing better, you guys, than just sitting in your own sweat. It just because you can feel the detox. Like, yeah, I do. I feel a little bit better. I feel lighter. Your liver will thank you.
Yes, it will.
Hi, guys. It's Laurel from Avon. What's up, Laurel? Breezy, it would make my morning if you... If you can sing some Dave Matthews Band this morning, you have the voice of an angel. There, I said it. You mean the voice of a dying donkey?
I'm on voice rest, so I can't.
Give them a little something. Sorry. Give the people what they want.
Crash. That's all I got for you this morning.
And we'll does he ever say hee-haw in any of his music?
Yes.
Hee-haw.
Like, right. People are like, I love DMB. I literally am a fire dancer. It's like, okay, let's just... Okay, here's one more for me today. If you have a fire dancer on the back of your car, you're in a cult. There, I said it. I'm just like so. What even is that? Like, yeah. Sorry, I'm a Dave Matthews Band hater through and through to my core. I just think it's way overhyped.
I know. I went out on one date with a fire dancer in L.A. and I was so intimidated. I was like, so you? I said, so basically, you just shove fire down your throat part time. She goes, no, it's turning into a full time gig. I'm like, oh, that's hot.
Oh, right.
It's interesting.
Right. She's like, but I have no gag reflex. Okay. Thank you, Patricia. 98 PXY.